Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Oh, mama, frío, balón, sombra, vida, yo. Radio Africana.
Make a young boy go loco. You make a young boy go loco. feel like I'm flying over the moon.
Baby, I feel like I'm flying over the moon.
The way you dance all over me, the way you dance all over me, they make me go away, they make me go away. The way you dance all over me, the way you dance all over me, they make me go away, they make me go away. I feel like I'm flying over the moon.
Baby, I feel like I'm flying.
You like it anytime when you swing up the waist. I mean, can't deny it, keep on saying me think about you every night always. In our class round, really lecturer, so me have to give you all this. Case with doctor see, now you know this is done by J.
Some like me nuts, some like me nuts, some like me when me light it up. When plump and fancy drops, you wanna make me fly over the moon like astronauts.
Do you know what you're doing to me? When you have food and wife and me, everything nice and everything crisp. You already know it's a bad man.
Hi guys, hello, don't worry, I'm here, chill, I know you all been wondering what's happening, it's 10 minutes past 7, why is Esther not on? I know you guys miss me, I know, oh my days guys, give me a break. Anyways, let me start off by apologizing for coming in late. There was a bit of a situation, but it has been sorted out. Thank you for staying back, thank you for waiting in patience for me. I think I need to teach about patience. I need to talk about patience because we need to be patient, you know, because the patient dog, it's the fattest bone. But apparently I heard that Ulcer has killed it. But yeah, anyway, we move. Guys, you know what time it is. Even if it's still like 13 minutes past, you're welcome to Memes and Minds and we're live on Radio African. Guys, how are you doing? You know, always, as a good caring host that I am, I will always ask you how you doing. How you doing? How's your week been? Guys, welcome to the month of September. We're finally in the month of Ember. Shout out to yous that are having their birthday September. Shout out to yours. And for those of you that are still waiting for January to come, you wait till, because you have just waited throughout the year. But yours will come, don't worry. Anyways, without wasting much time, let's get into the gist of today. Recap from last week. I was talking about knowing what you want and pursuing it or going for it. Knowing what you want. I spoke about what does it mean to know what you want. I said it means having a clear vision, having like a Google map, like directing you what to do, what your future plans are, how you pursue it, how you set standards, and you know, all them stuff like that. Yeah, it's still kind of relating to discovering yourself, because for the past two weeks thereabout, yeah, I was talking about discovering yourself, like self-discovering. It's relating but just slightly different. Yeah, because when you discover yourself, you start to like add to your goals, add to your values, because you find out, okay, this is what I want, this is me, and then you start to set standards for yourself. And this is very, very much applicable to your lifestyle, your goals, your ambitions, your career, your relationships with family, your partner, your friends, and whatsoever. Knowing what you want for yourself, it's relating in every aspect of your life. Okay, and guess what? Knowing what you want for yourself knowing what you want for yourself and pursuing it definitely comes with challenges. Like, it's not easy. it's not easy. I spoke about a few of them when I was talking about self-discovery, discovering yourself. And one thing I'm going to say again is that self-discovery is not something you find out like in one sitting, or it's not something you just find out immediately. You work towards it. The more you keep growing, the more you keep learning new stuff about yourself. Okay, so self-discovery takes time. Okay, I just thought to say that again. It takes time. So if you're out there and you're like, oh, I don't know what for myself, I don't know what I'm going to do, listen, chill. You don't have to rush it. It comes naturally. You have to be patient, and then you start knowing what you want for yourself, and you discover things about yourself mostly during experiences, when you've had experience before, either in any scenario or even in relationship, in your job, in every aspect of your life. Every experience, we learn something from it. And that's why when I was talking about influence, when I was talking about why do we feel pressured to make it at a young age, and then I spoke about influence, and then I said you can choose to be influenced whatsoever you want to be influenced by. Okay, like take for instance on social media, you say good thing, you say bad thing, it's not up to you, it's not left to you to either digest the good thing or digest the bad thing. It's all up to you. Okay, so it's good that you know what you want for yourself, and then whenever anything comes up, whenever you are caught in a situation, you know how to, you know, position yourself, how to set yourself right. Okay, now pursuing what you want or going for what you want, it's not easy. First of all, it's scary if you finally, let's take for instance, you've discovered something about yourself and you're like, okay, I want to pursue this, I want to go for this thing, I've discovered a new passion, this is my new interest, this is what I want to invest on. But if you've known it and you want to pursue it, it's very, very scary because it's a bold move. Just take for instance, you're used to a particular thing. Like I said, when I used to study nursing, I'm used to it already. I was used to it rather. Okay. I was used to nursing, and then like science course and whatsoever, and then I was like, okay, me switching from science to media is a whole different, like they're not even related at all. Like they're not balanced. Not like they're not balanced, but they're not related at all. Like someone doing nursing and someone doing media, like digital media skills and stuff like that, they are not even on the same page. They are not relating. And that was a bold move for me, like a very, very massive bold move, and it was scary at start, you know. It's scary. And do you know what I think here? I feel like the things that you're mostly scared of, like those things that you are scared to do, I mean good things though, don't go and do bad things. You see, Esther said it's good things. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes those things that you're scared of, those things that you're like, okay, I'm really scared, I want to do this so bad, but I'm really, really scared, I'm really, really nervous, I don't know how it's going to turn out to. Most of the times, those things that you're scared of, they're actually the right thing. Okay, that's if what you're actually scared of is a good thing. Don't go and be scared of bad things. It's okay, because as I said, those things you're scared of, listen, get your facts right. Okay, what I'm saying is that when you discover things about yourself and you want to pursue it, it's scary at the start because you're like, this is not the usual me. This is a bold step. This is a bold move. This is whole different for me. And it's really, really scary to take that first step, especially when you're starting from the scratch. When you're starting from the scratch, you want to pursue something. You want to pursue your career. If you're still the type that you're still figuring out what you want to do with your life. If you're still there, you're still thinking, what do I do, and you're at the age that you're like, okay, I think I want to do something for myself, because I want to do for myself, not because I want to please any other person. And obviously you know that, okay, if I want to pursue this thing, it's going to be like I'm starting from the scratch. But trust me, if you're so sure about it, if you trust your gut, if you're so sure about it, then go for it. Another thing when it comes to like pursuing what you want is self-doubt. okay? Because this is very, very common. This is very, very common. When you have conversation with, you know, young people, when you have conversation with young people and then you ask them, okay, what is it that you like doing? And they say, oh, I love... I was having a conversation with a lad the other day, and he was like, oh, apart from what he's doing now, that he really, really likes painting. And then he showed me some of his work that he did. I was like, okay, I'm impressed. That's really nice. Why are you not pursuing it? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not posting this? Why are you not letting the world know that you know how to paint like this, you know how to draw like this? And it was like, oh, I don't know if people are gonna like my work. I don't know if I'm gonna get the audience. I don't know if people are gonna like look at me like, what am I doing? And I'm like, listen to me, chill, listen to me. First of all, nobody cares about what the world thinks, except you want it to get to your head. And I told him, I said, if you're really sure about this, if you know that painting gives you joy, pursue it, go for it. Even if at the start it does look like, okay, it looks like, oh, this thing is not going well, people are not liking my work, you don't need validation, honestly. As long as you know what you're doing, you are sure about it. That's why I said, in anything you do, always celebrate your little wins. Whatever you achieve, always celebrate it, because trust me, everybody will not be there to celebrate you. They will not be there, but you will be there for yourself. And that little win, that little celebration, it motivates you and energizes you. Okay, now I was like, pursue it, go for it. You do an amazing work. Start off by posting it first. Do a work, post it on your Instagram page, post it on any social media platform. Post it. Okay, let the world know about what you're doing. You can't, except you're doing painting because you're just trying to, remove boredom or just to ease yourself or whatsoever. But if you're really, really passionate about this, I think you should post it. Start off by that. Okay? My point is, it is scary at the start. It is scary because you're going to be like, okay, what people are going to think? Because sometimes you might be misunderstood by other people. And some of us, we seek, some people, they seek validation. If they don't hear something from someone else, and if somebody don't tell them, if someone don't compliment them, if someone don't say something about them, they're like, okay, I'm not doing it the right way. Or if someone says a bad thing about them, they think about it too deep. The only validation you need is from yourself, okay, and from God too, okay? Like I said, some people are scared of starting from the scratch, but trust me, if you trust your gut, if you know you're so sure about it, go for it. Okay? And something else is, young people, let's say at the age of you finish high school at the age of 16 or 17, is it 16? You finish at 16 and then college, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, you finish high school at the age of 16. Yeah. At that age, 16, 17, some young minds, some young people still depending on their parents for resources, for money. So sometimes it's really hard to pursue what they really want. And most of the time, family, you know one thing, yeah? Family, they have a massive, like 99.9% in our life. Okay, you see, that age, when you're fresh to college, right, and lucky for some persons, they've already have it mapped out in their head that, okay, this is what I want to study in college, after this is what I want to do after this, they've already figured it out. While some persons, they've not. Okay, now for those people that they figure out and they're going into college at first and then they want to pursue something, and maybe it's not what they're currently studying, but they want to do a side hustle whatsoever, right? And then they need money, they need resources, they need the funds, they need things to, pursue it. But because obviously they're still like with their parents, they're depending, sometimes the resources is not there, which is very, very much understandable. But trust me, it shouldn't be a stumbling block. It shouldn't stop you still. Okay? Start with the little things. I'll talk about the painting again. If you're the type, let's take for instance, you like painting, and then you want to get bored, you want to get colors, or you want to get pens, or you want to get whatever they use for painting. Yeah, whatever they use for painting, you want to get those things, and then you're like, you're still the type that you depend on your parents. Whatever little thing you have, start with that. Okay, even if your parents don't afford it for you at that minute, it shouldn't just crumble your dream. It shouldn't just put you off. It shouldn't just make you feel like, okay, my family are not providing it, might as well just like chill. No, don't let that get to you. If it's a little thing, start with that. Okay, start with that. And something else I'm gonna say is that if you have like a community, when I say community, like you have like people that are like minds. Let's take, for instance, you have passion for, let's say you like photography, you like painting, you like hair making, writing books. Find people that are like minds. Find people that do similar things. Find people that, you know, they do these things as well. Find people that, if you like making hair, find hairdressers. If you like people that write notebooks, sorry, not notebooks. If you are the type that you like writing books, find people that write books. Find like minds, like find people that are relating, people that share common interest in what you want to do. Get involved, do something. In your school, there are different clubs. Partake, indulge, involve, engage, active. We're active. Active yourself. Okay? In school, you like playing any sports, football, volleyball, or whatsoever. At least there should be at least one club at least in your school. Involve, get yourself doing something. Okay. Now, school, I think they've resumed this week. Yeah, college is open, uni is back, high school is back. You've moved from one level to the other. Okay, make good use of this level. Make good use of this new year or this new class. Okay, make good use of it. Get involved, do something. Okay, don't go back to where you used to be in your last previous class. Okay, get involved. Okay, make a difference. Is it make a difference or make a change? Make a mark. I don't know, make a difference. Yeah, make a difference. I'm not crazy, guys. In church last Sunday, my pastor was talking about, what will you be remembered for? What will you be remembered for? So do something good that you remember for, because you can either be remembered for good or for bad. Okay, so this new class that you are in, invest in your passion. Do something. Don't just go back there and sit, attend lessons, and off you go. Do something good. Okay? Guys, before I continue, summer is kind of over, because we're in autumn now. We're happy, aren't we? Yeah, we're happy. Summer is over. Back to life, back to reality. Thank you. Back to life. Summer is over, guys. Next week, on our next episode, you know, when we just started summer, I spoke about getting active this summer, doing something this summer. Do something with summer. Don't let someone do something with you. Okay? So next week, we're going to talk about back to life, back to reality, because we are back to reality. Summer is over. Holiday is over. We back from, where do you go again? Where did you lot go? Okay. We're back from wherever we go. We're back to reality. So we need to talk about, what have we achieved? What have we achieved? Okay. You don't have to achieve, you know, 100% everything you plan for before summer or during summer. At the start of summer. Yeah. At least achieve little thing from it. Okay. But that's that for next week. That's just like an advert for next week. Yeah. Good. Okay. Continuing from, know what you want and pursuing it. Now, knowing what you want and pursuing it can be affected by, you know, being unable to balance school with your passion. Some of us, we school, we work, and we work, we've got responsibility. I know of someone. He's in uni. Three jobs, back to back. Three jobs with uni. And I'm like, Jesus. Wait, chill. Like, when I say working and schooling back to back, 2 day shift, one night shift, and then uni. He's got classes. And I'm like, damn. If you're that type and then you've got some side hustle, but something you are interested in, something that you're passionate about, and you're working back to back, sometimes it can be so hard to balance it, which is understandable. Because I said something last week, I said, you know, we're gonna be realistic, we're gonna be real, I'm gonna be real with you all. Sometimes what we want to pursue, what we're passionate about, what we're really, really passionate about, and we want to pursue it at this point of our life, it might not be able to cater for us. If we're like, okay, we want to leave our jobs and then focus on our passion, sometimes what we're passionate about might not be able to like cater for us, pay our bills, pay for our, you know, whatever, pay for our responsibilities, right? We have to be realistic. I'm gonna tell you what I mean. Let's take, for instance, your passion. I'm gonna talk about the painting again, right? Let's take, for instance, your passion is about painting, right? And you've got a part-time job, or let's say a full-time job. Okay, let's take first a full-time job. You got a full-time job, but then your passion is about painting. Follow me, guys. Listen carefully. You're passionate about painting, then you have a full-time job on the side. No, a full-time job and they're passionate about painting on the side. And then you're like, okay, I think I want to pursue my passion. I want to start painting. And you know you don't have the audience yet. If you leave your full-time job and then go into painting fully, who's going to pay for your bill? You don't have that resources yet. You don't have, you know, that audience yet. Okay? Being real, being realistic, being real, for real, for real, for real, for real. I'm going to tell the honest truth. You don't have to leave your job now to wholly focus on your passion, except if you know your passion, what you're pursuing is going to earn you a lot to take care of yourself at that point. Okay? I say it again. Take, for instance, you have a full-time job and you're passionate about something, and you know that if you leave a full-time job and then focus on your passion at that point, it's not going to pay your bill, it's not going to take care of you. Like, imagine leaving your job that you're in, like, let's say $2,000 a month, right? And then you, what you're passionate about, it can't even earn you 50 quid. You see what I'm saying? So my point is, in as much as you want to pursue your passion, you want to go for what you want, you have to be realistic. Okay, and at the same time, don't say, okay, because I don't have the audience, I might as well just like leave it. No, I'll tell you what, got your full-time job, do your thing, even if it's not the best job at that point, you've got to survive. Okay, do your full-time job. Do not, I repeat, do not ignore your passion. Okay, have it on the side, pursue it gradually, and then when you have the audience, you can then okay switch and focus on that, on your passion. Okay, so in as much as we are being real, we've got to be real as well. In as much as we are being real, we have to be real. Okay, we are real with our passion, but then we have to think about the real world, the real life. Get what I'm saying? Okay, and then it's not about, even the thing is, I feel like it's, at the end of the day, it's not about you pursuing it and stuff like that, you starting at first, taking that bold step to pursue what you want. It's about being consistent, it's about you being committed, it's about you being disciplined. Okay, when you start up something, are you able to continue? When you say you want to start going to the gym, it's not by saying you want to go to the gym, will you be consistent? You know yourself, you are listening to me. Most of us were guilty with this. Let's talk about gym for a minute, right? Guys, the last time we spoke about fitness was a long time ago. far, far away in the land of the unknown. There leave the fitness topic. That was a long time ago. And then I said, is gym overrated or not? And at the end of the day, I said, gym can be overrated to you or cannot be overrated to you. Depends on why you're going to the gym. Okay? So, now, hope you're keeping fit. Even if you go to the gym or you don't go to the gym, hope you're keeping fit. Okay? Keep fit. Your eating habits. Take care of yourself. Look good. That's it. That's that one. Now, back to what I was saying. Pursue what you want. Okay? Let's not deviate. Let's not divert. Okay? You have Google Map. Mm-hmm. You have go for today. Cock it. Like I was saying, it's not about you starting something, it's about you being consistent. And that's why I talk about the gym. It's not about you saying, oh, I want to start going to the gym. And then you start off 1 week, you're like, oh, I can't be asked, mate. I cannot be asked. Like the movie I was watching today, this lady, she loves going to the gym, obviously. She was not the main character. I was just like supporting character. She was like, oh, she loves going to the gym. And then she started the first week, second week, she came out from my house. She gave like the silliest excuse ever. And I'm like, oh my days. She came out. Trust me, guys, the weather was nice. The weather was clear. Like it was the perfect time for you to go to the gym. She came out. She looked everywhere. She was like, ah, I can see the future today. Oh, seems like it's gonna rain. I'm like, girl, come on. She was like, oh, it's gonna rain today. Might as well just stay back. Tomorrow I'll go to the gym. Girl, weather forecast did not even tell you that. Even if I know that weather forecast my life sometimes, but it did not tell you that it's gonna rain. So why give me silly excuse? Right, my point is, when you start off something, be consistent. Okay, be disciplined, be committed. That's why you need to have a clear picture of what you're doing. So in case of anything, you're fixing your eyes on your goal. Very important. Okay, have a clear goal, have a clear vision, have your own Google Map, because my Google Map is different from yours. Please, guys, we need to wake up. Honestly, we need to. Right, so guys, I've been talking for a while now. Jesus Christ, let's go for a little short break, and we're gonna listen to Fitness by Fills and Buju. Fitness, if I broke now my business. That song like was like how many years ago? Let me not say, I don't know, boys. A long time ago. But let's listen to that song and we'll be right back, guys.
And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no. And you see my lifestyle, I got G's in the tub.
For sure.
See many people there outside where they feed man's oboe. Oh no, and me a standy defender like Joseph Yobo. But girl say she want Netflix and chill,
yeah.
So I chatty get even warning,
yeah.
If you fall in love, Kelly satin,
yeah.
You go to breakfast, I'm not capping,
yeah.
Can you see dripple, I'm not catching,
yeah.
I'm not faking this, no fugazi,
yeah.
You see these feelings, I'm not catching,
yeah.
I'm on quest and feet, I just want the
happiness. If I broke, now my business. I'ma show you, you go right. All I care for the night. Happiness. If I broke, now my business. I'ma show you, you go right. All I care for the night.
F-I-N-E-S-S-C, if you be the reason why your baba wanna jealous me. If you wanna take I'm serious, I they do thought speed. No fit to resonate, I'm on a different frequency. I don't think it's necessary. I'll be done with there's somebody that could do like me. When I be like Musala coming off the right wing, I call to your defender, you no need to tell me. I'm a horse, finesse, and you know say me I'm a snack. Now you can lay, I go carry go. Me, I got money past you. If you're not careful, finesse. You know, send me a must net. Okay, let go, carry go. If me, I got money past you. If you're not careful,
finesse. If I broke, now my business. I'ma show you, you go right. All I care for the night. Finesse. If I broke, now my business. I'ma show you, you go right. All I care for the night. If I broke, now my business. I'ma show you, you go right. All I care for the night.
business. If I broke, now my business. For like I know it go bright too. For like everybody night too.
Tuji makula yo. Am I fair to me someone? Am I fair to me someone?
You are listening to Radio Africana, biggest radio station in Manchester for Afrobeat.
Tell me what to do, I can't do. Me and Uski Dadu. Tell me what to do, I know you can't do. Ten bad do my bad do. Boy, I cut a can do. Ten small shot a can do. Walking poetry, I am great. I'm walk over to Gaskia. Now Gaskia, what I love ya. Now one want no time for drama. Walking poetry, I am great. I'm walk over to Gaskia. Now Gaskia, what I love ya. Now one want no time for drama. Ten chapo, every is our baby commander. Capo, capo the duty. I'm on one, what do you think? I'm guilty. Cause my swag is the cue. I don't go up you. It's hard to swallow the pill. Then I gym that I hit me. Though I keep. Shout out to my space. But my mama, now she be my queen. Oh go, talubo mogo. And you go, don't go. I'm a call, no the fuck up. Oh loco, oh moko. On your rock, oh you me love my tongue for your con. Yeah, all eyes on me. Bitch, too party, I'm too bad. You could feel I'm like all those two drag. I know the buka, I be kuka. Never lose, God. Then catch the wave with the durag. I study me, I know no jungle. I get many pages like songs and so on. All I know be my homo. Could you wallet, light, see me rich, I'm a drama. 23, 24, she be a tell them before. Man, I stop to be 24. She like, yeah, yeah, you won't bong bong. If you don't be the pop, I'm a 44. Tell me what to do, I can't do. Me, I know skid that do. Tell me what to do, I know fi and do. Ten bad room, my bad room. Boy, I cut a can do. Ten small shot a can do. Walking poetry, I am great. I'm walk over to Gaskia. Now Gaskia, what I love ya. Now one want no time for drama. Walking poetry, I am great. I'm walk over to Gaskia. Now Gaskia, what I love ya. Now one want no time for drama. El Chapo, Ebony Zalbe, the commander. Capo, capo the duty. I'm on one, what did you ginger? I'm guilty, that's my swag, the kill. I don't go up you, no, it's hard to swallow the pill.
Welcome back, guys. You just listened to Basket by Asake. Thank you. If you're just joining us, you're a bit late. I mean, I can't judge you. I can't judge you. Okay? Listen, we don't judge. Just like though you didn't judge me today. But anyways, if you're just joining us, you are welcome. Okay? And I'm just wrapping up the topic about knowing what you want and pursuing it. Okay? And in a nutshell, knowing what you want and pursuing it is a strength. Okay? Even if it feels heavy and sometimes it's hard to stand firm on it because of the circumstances. But if you make up your mind and stand on it, like standing on business, you will grow. And also, don't let outside voices bring you down, okay? You will definitely enjoy the benefit because there's nothing more satisfying. There's nothing more, you know, there's nothing more satisfying, nothing more joyful than when you're doing something from your own heart and you're getting the benefit from it, you're getting the gain from it, okay? So the road is rough, definitely it is, but it just got to keep going. And real life, outside, you know, discovering about yourself or whatsoever, real life, it is hard in real life. Especially if you're the one that you're working, you're taking care of yourself, you've got responsibilities, you've got family you're taking care of. It's not easy. It is hard. It is hard. It is draining sometimes. But trust me, guys, it will get better. Okay, keep going. Oh, you deserve a flower, guys. You guys deserve flower. For those of you working hard, though, for those of you that are listening to me and you are there, you are eating your big sis money. The Lord is your strength. You know what I'm saying. But anyways, that's for that. So guys, we've come to the end of you know, the episode on discovering yourself, pursuing what you want for yourself, you know, know what you want for yourself, pursuing it, pursuing your passion. Because we'll be talking about this for the past like 2-3 weeks now. So because I feel like when I started this episode, when I started this whole topic, I made mention of, you know, this particular topic is something that we young people we face, especially, you know, the young ones that are still coming up. It is very, very good that you know what you want for yourself. It's very, very good that we start to, you know, straighten our path, because some of us don't even know what we are doing, and it pisses me off. I'm trying to be calm, but it pisses me off, honestly, guys. It does. This is not the time where we sit back and do nothing. This is not the time that we sit back and like, okay, and like you're like romanticizing life, and whatever life throws at you, you take it. No, this is the time that you start pursuing what you really want for yourself, even if any other person is out, even if people are like telling you, don't do it. If you're really sure about it, go for it. Okay, we are young people, we are strong, we are smart, we are bold. Let's take advantage of it. Okay, Amim Semines, this is a community where everyone is being heard. This is where we talk about things that we young people we go through. This is the community where everyone needs to know that, young people needs to know that whatever you're going through, whatever the problem is, even if it's not a problem, but whatever thing you're going through, shall you go through one thing or the other, but whatever you're going through, just know that somebody out there relates. So don't feel like, oh yeah, they, now let you the thing they do, not be let you. And through the grace of God, through the help of God, we're going to talk about these things, keep talking about it, because it never ends. Okay, and now do well to give me a follow on Instagram at memes_minds_memes_minds_. We'll post memes back to back. Yeah, post meme that relatable, and whichever you relate to, you can repost it. Share, drop a like, share, comment, and do what to anticipate. Okay, guys, see you next week. Nah, I'm joking, guys. Got ye. Why will I end the show with our memes of the week? Who does that, guys? Come on, you know, you should know me better. No, you should know me better, even if it's just three memes. I mean, come on, guys, we need to know that. That's why it's called memes and minds. Like, memes and minds. We can't survive this life without laughing. No, it's not possible now. No, it's not possible. You can't. This life is hard, but you still have to laugh, if at all. So memes and minds, we talk about things that we go through, and at the end we have to laugh it out. Okay, just laugh about it, because life is not that deep, is it? It's not. Right, first meme of the day. Now, hash, I don't know, I can't pronounce this name, but hash by pop. I don't know why people have weird name on Twitter. Like, it's so crazy. Like, why do people have weird names? Like, you could just put, you could literally just put your name and your first name and your last name. You could easily just put that, you know. Let me not say that, because my full name is not even on my social media handle. So let me chill, guys. Okay, first name of the day, right? That era when you dropped your phone and the battery flew out was just insane. Guys, this happens to me. I think it happens to some phone these days, where you're like, you're not using your phone, obviously, you just dropped it. Let's say your phone was 90%, you come back to it, it's in 40%, and you're like, I didn't even touch you. This used to happen to me, god damn it, when I used to use Ethan's hot 9, when I used to use 100. Oh my Jesus Christ, I was suffering. Like, I'm not even using this phone, right? I just drop it, or let me focus on something else. I come back, I charge you 100%, I come back, I see 50%, I said, how? Now ghost use you, I don't understand what's going on here. I think some phones still do it up to now. I don't know if it's a bash or so, I don't know. But yeah. Right, next meme. Those TikTok short movies with horrible acting are actually pure entertainment. guys, don't judge me. I want to say something. You know, this is Memes and Minds. I have to be real with y'all, okay? I'm currently obsessed with something on TikTok now, guys. You know them cut videos. Meow 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 meow. Oh my days, I'm obsessed with them. I'm sorry. If you want to judge, they're animal. God created them. Even if they are AI, I mean, God created the people that use the AI. So please give me a break, guys. But no, I can't lie. I love those cat videos on TikTok. Like, I'll be on my phone and I'm just watching them take cat videos. Like, they're so interesting as they are. I can't lie. They are interesting. Anyways, right, next meme. Chloe says, the fact that someone looked straight as a purple onion and named it red onion really bothers me. Honestly, guys. Honestly. Like, onion is obviously purple. Like, you could say that it's obviously purple. Why did somebody name it red? Should be the person get color blindness. I don't understand. Why would you name something purple red? Hello? Like, we need to find that person, though. ASAP, guys. Right, next meme. Cause J says, water bottle leaking in your bag is a top 10 worst experience. Water bottle leaking in your bag is a top 10 worst experience. Guys, I'm a victim of this. I am a victim of this. 100 times. Not 100 times. But a lot of times, guys. A lot of time. I'm not... This water bottle is actually sealed properly, but then the water finds its way out. I think I realized like 2 weeks ago that there was there was this little thing in that blocks the hole on the top of the water bottle. I think it came off, but I didn't notice. So I think that's why the water start leaking in my bag. But it's so bad. I was going to the gym the other day, and this same water bottle was in my bag, and normally, usually when I have my water bottle in my bag, I normally stand it, like I put it straight up, not like flat, right? So I didn't know that it has gone from straight to flat, right? And then I got to the gym, brought out my gloves. Oh, let's start working out. My gloves were soaked. I'm like, oh my days. Guys, I had to gym with a soaked glove. Because what do you expect me to do? I can't lift it without my gloves. And obviously I can't go home. Girl, nah, I can't do that. Moral lesson, check your water bottle before you head out. Thank you. God bless you. Next meme. Next meme. Be honest. Being honest, did parents really just let their kids wander the neighborhood all day with no phone and just say, be back before dark? No. Some parents do it, but not my mom. My mom will not tell my younger ones to go out and come back before dark. Nah. Especially African parents. No, girl, sit at home. Sit down at home, man. Right, guys. Unfortunately, last meme of the day. The night before a day off is more satisfying than the actual day off. That feeling when you know the next day I'm not going to work. That feeling is top tier. It's true. It's honestly true, because you're like, okay, I'm not going to work tomorrow. And that day before the day off is actually more satisfying than the actual day off itself. Those are you guys. You understand. Maybe we need to start protesting that we need more day off, but it's less money, guys. Oh my god. Anyways, guys, we've come to the end of today's episode. The end of today's episode, Memes and Minds. And in a nutshell, or in summary, we've been able to talk about self-discovering, knowing what you want for yourself, and pursuing it. And I hope that you've learned something from it, because I have learned. In as much as I come here to talk, I'm also learning things from myself. Okay, so hope you've learned things today. Hope you've learned in my previous episode. And we look forward to hearing more from me. So we all are looking up to myself. Me, myself, look up to myself. Okay. You said look up to yourself. You said not small. Guys, do well to have a lovely evening, a lovely weekend, a lovely week ahead. Okay. Make sure that you pursue your passion. Make sure that you invest in good things. Keep fit. Eat healthy. Take good care of yourself, girls, boys. Take good care of yourself. Look good for yourself. Okay. And at the end of the day, we're all going to be happy. It's going to get better, definitely. Guys, please do well to follow my Instagram page. I mean, if you've not, at memes_minds_. Anticipate, like, share, comment any of our posts. Okay? Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week. Bye for now.
I'll be over this by now. Yeah, it's been too long since we got crazy. I'm lucky spinning out. I'm counting down till Friday come. I'm gonna do too much. Know I'm all in my bag, that's clutch. Feeling it, feeling it, feeling it. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, endless weekend on a wave. Yeah,
it's Friday again. It's Saturday, Sunday.
Like it's nothing.